instead of thinking of them as essentially blobs stuck on the seafloor, we're trying to come up with new ways to see these things, how they could have lived and how they would have survived, not just as a bare level existence, but actually flourishing. Because one of the fascinating things when you walk onto the Mistaken Point surface is there are fossils everywhere. There are two surfaces that we call the D&E surfaces, and they're each roughly the size of a tennis court. And each of them has thousands of individual fossils on them. I mean, these organisms were very, very successful at the time they were alive. So they weren't just barely existing. They were doing something very, very well. And we're trying to understand the processes today that could have led to that. And again, that's a part of the puzzle that's absolutely fascinating to try to work out.
And then we have the rock star, Haushia quadriformis. Did I get that right?
It sounds good to me. Every person says it slightly differently.
Yeah, that's the one found on the Bonavista Peninsula that was showing signs of what appears to be muscle preservation, which is really significant. And all you have to do is head up to, we're talking about staycations a lot lately, go to the rooms, you'll see this thing. It's really quite extraordinary.
You're really pushing all my buttons here today. Haushia quadriformis is, I struggle to think of words to describe this because it's remarkable on so many levels. As you say, it's a beautiful fossil. It's on display at the rooms. And I can't recommend highly enough for people how important this thing is. I mean, you should go see it. It's a beautiful specimen. It's flat on a surface of rock, and it's, with the way it's illuminated, it's very easy to see that you've got muscle tissue in this thing. Essentially, our current take on Haushia is that it was an early form of a cnidarian. So it was probably related to things like jellyfish. There's actually a group today called the Storozoans, which is a small group within the cnidaria that we think this animal may have been related to. It may have been sort of an ancestral form. We're not certain yet. But it would have, modern forms today live on the seafloor. They almost look like a cone with a stalk attaching them to the seafloor. But they can move around. They've got tentacles, they've got arms, and these things have very complicated layers of muscles. And myself and a colleague of mine at the university, Duncan McIlroy, and some of our students are looking at some of this material now, and we've been restudying the type specimen, and the musculature in this organism is very, very complex. It's far more complex, I think, than anybody really realized. And because this thing is the first known example of musculature in the fossil record anywhere in the world, it already represents a very complicated organism. That tells us that these muscular systems had to evolve earlier in biological history. So for millions of years before this, there were probably organisms with muscular tissue. We just haven't found them yet. So we know that there's a complicated biological history going on here that extends 5, maybe 10 million years, even earlier than this first organism. But again, it's fascinating because almost all the fossils that we know from the Ediacaran represent these impressions of organisms living on the seafloor. And bang, all of a sudden we find this incredibly complicated organism that has moving parts and has what looks like an attachment structure and has muscles. It's truly mind-blowing at how important this kind of complexity this old in the fossil record is.
And I would imagine is leading to more exploration as far as trying to find some of those creatures that came before it?
It is, and I won't go into any detail, but I'll set a teaser out here and say, watch this space, because there is research happening in here that is incredibly relevant, and we don't know when it's going to come out in terms of being published in the scientific journals, but there's big news out there, and I really wish I could say more, but I don't think I should.